BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 26th of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 800 miles west of Shannon, 1007, expected just west of Rockall, 1001, by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira. Southerly but southeasterly until later in south Utsira, 4 or 5, fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. South or southeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, but variable 3 or less at first in East Dogger. Mainly fair, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Fisher. East 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time, then southerly later. Fair, good. German Bight. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Humber. East or southeast, becoming variable later, 3 or 4. Fair, fog patches later in north. Good, occasionally very poor, later in north. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming northerly 2 or 3 later in west, White, and Portland. Fair, good. Plymouth, cyclonic, becoming northwest later, 3 or 4, occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, rain or showers. Thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northeast, 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southeast Fitzroy. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 3 to 5, but 2 or 3 until later in Fastnet. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly, veering southerly, 4 to 6, rain or showers, fog patches in southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in Faroes and very poor in southeast Iceland. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23.00. Tyree Automatic. Southeast by south 5, slight drizzle and rain 7 miles, 1017 now falling. Stornoway southwest by south 3, recent rain 11 miles, 1018 now falling. Lerwick southeast by south 3, 22 miles, 1023 falling slowly. Wick Automatic. South-southeast 4, 8 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 3, 15 miles, 1022, now falling. Lucas, south-east 3, 12 miles, 1022, now falling. Boomer, south-east by south 3, 11 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast 4, 1023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1021. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 3, 1021, now falling. Jersey, east by north 4, mist 2 miles, 1019. Now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 2 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 2, slight rain 2 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 4, slight rain 3 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south by east 5, recent rain 8 miles, 1019, now falling. Valley, south by west 3, 6 miles, 1020, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 2, 6 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Valentia, south by east 2, 9 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, south by east 2, mist 3 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Malinhead, south southeast 4, 7 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Macrohanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, slight drizzle 2 miles, 1018, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 25th of April. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure persists over the North Sea, while a band of rain slowly moves east over the western waters tonight, then continues east across the rest of the country during Saturday, with another band reaching the northwest tomorrow night. The winds will be mainly light or moderate, but occasionally strong in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in west, veering southerly 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less for a time in Firth of Forth. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast, veering south later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later in west. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain in west, good, occasionally moderate in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, but easterly 3 to 5 at first in east, becoming southwesterly 2 or 3 later west of Land's End. Rain and showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in northwest, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain and showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west and later in north. Rain and showers, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, veering south 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, increasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 2 to 4 for a time. Rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, veering south 2 to 4 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardna Merchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain at first and later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast, veering south 3 to 5, occasionally 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and until 5:30, that's all from Radio 4 for now. The World Service is next here, or if you'd like to turn over to Radio 4 Extra, you'll get comedy and drama through the night. From me, Jim Lee, good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Canada and India. Coming up, why are so many Americans worried about their economic futures? We'll hear from the director of the US's most important consumer survey. And with Canadians going to the polls on Monday, we hear from a leading Canadian businesswoman on the painful trade separation from the US.
It's been sad. It's kind of, I feel almost like a grief and a sense of loss because we were such good neighbors.
And we'll find out how California has become the fourth largest economy in the world.
California has an economy of about $4 trillion US dollars. It is a remarkable place to do business.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First though, the very latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said that Russia and Ukraine are very close to finalising a peace deal after what he called a good day of talks. Mr. Trump wrote on social media that all the major points had been agreed upon and the two sides should now meet at very high levels. The US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Vladimir Putin met for 3 hours in Moscow on Friday. Steve Rosenberg reports.
As he arrived in the Kremlin for his fourth meeting with Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump's envoy was full of smiles. President Putin was beaming too. He will have heard that in interviews, Mr. Witkoff has repeated Kremlin talking points on Russia's war in Ukraine. There is no guarantee that today's talks will end in peace, and there will be concern in Kyiv and in Europe that they were not at the table. But it's clear that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are determined to bring their countries closer.
President Zelensky earlier conceded that Ukraine does not have enough weapons to recapture Crimea from Russia. The head of the World Health Organization has said that Israel's blockade of aid to Gaza must end. The World Food Programme said its remaining food stocks were now all depleted. There are reports of intense fighting on the ground in Gaza as Israel continues its military offensive. Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military has issued a new evacuation warning for Palestinians in the Zeytun district of Gaza City ahead of Israeli strikes in response to what the IDF says are attacks by what it calls terror groups in the area against Israeli forces. Israel is also continuing to impose a blockade on aid supplies into Gaza, which the World Food Programme says has brought the territory to a new breaking point. The head of UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, has condemned the blockade as man-made stuff. starvation.